The medieval chronicler Walter Bower, the abbot of Inchcombe Abbey, wrote, "In 1410, on St. Kentigern's Day, there was a gale-force wind. By the violence of this storm, woodland trees were torn up by the roots, houses and churches were demolished, ships and boats were sunk. It also blew down the south gable of the great monastic church of St. Andrew's. In its violence, large stones tumbled down and penetrated the dormitory, the eastern vaulting of the parlour, and also the chapter house underneath, where a little earlier, and by chance, the venerable Sir Thomas de Cooper, a canon and sub-prior of that house, had withdrawn. He was penned in, crushed and shattered by the number and weight of the stones on his shoulders and legs, as a result of which he breathed his last within a few days."